Boston Children's Hospital claims puberty blockers completely reversible. Director admits they cause infertility during use. By Spencer Lindquist on October 15, 2022. The Boston Children's Hospital claims that puberty-blocking drugs are completely reversible although during use. They stop sperm and egg production, according to the director of their gender clinic in a video obtained by Breitbart News. Children and adolescents who are in puberty may choose to pause puberty using puberty blockers, the Boston Children's Hospital says on its website. It goes on to claim that these are temporary medicines that are completely reversible, they do not cause any permanent changes. If you are giving something that shuts down your estrogen or shuts down testosterone entirely, you're going to stop producing sperm or eggs, Carswell says before going on to say. If you never started, you're not going to advance the gonads to be able to do that. Despite being the director of the clinic, Carswell was unable to answer an audience member when she was asked whether or not the administration of puberty-blocking drugs could result in an inability to orgasm. Carswell has also claimed on camera that children might know that they are transgender from the minute they were born, practically. She also cited playing with opposite-gender toys as a sign that a child should be considered transgender. Breitbart News previously revealed that Dr. Carswell was one of several directors of Children's Hospital gender clinics to receive financial compensation from pharmaceutical companies that manufacture puberty-blocking drugs. Carswell received $3,055 from Endo Pharmaceuticals in 2018, the most recent year for which data is available. Endo Pharmaceuticals manufactures Suprel in LA, which is used off-label as a puberty blocker. An article co-written by Carswell titled Pubertal Suppression for Transgender Youth and Risk of Suicidal Ideation had to be corrected after it claimed the authors had no potentially conflicting interests. The article was corrected to note that Carswell has received an advisory board stipend from Endo Pharmaceuticals. In a different article titled Addressing Legislation That Restricts Access to Care for Transgender Youth, the conflict of interest statement notes that Dr. Carswell previously served as a consultant to Endo Pharmaceuticals in June 2018. This report is part of an ongoing investigation from Breitbart News exploring the links and incentives between pro-transgender activism, pharmaceutical companies, and other medical interests. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at Lindquist@Breitbart.com.